Mary Thompson. I'm a volunteer coordinator of the Cremona Community Hall Society, and I am the booking agent.
Mary Thompson joins us today as we get set to talk about the Cremona Hall on Community Hotline. Mary, first off, you know, what kind of venue is the Community Hall, and what kinds of things are you guys able to host there?
It's a community hall that was built in 1976 by the Lions Club and the community, and we host all kinds of events for weddings. We have memorials and exercise classes. We have meetings. We have a sound system and a video screen that, so they can do PowerPoints. And so it's just a basic community center, and we host all kinds of things.
That's great. How do you guys go about doing your fundraising or you know, being a sustainable organization in the community?
We have a rental fee, but we've been fortunate to be able to do some casinos. That only comes maybe once every 3 years, and then the rec board helps us out somewhat. But since COVID, we've become busy again. Like, it's a good part of the community, and the exercise classes, and we have pickleball is a new thing. So that's become quite popular. The Lions Club have their meetings there, and there's other clubs have meetings too.
That's great. And you guys have your annual general meeting coming up. When and where will that take place?
The annual general meeting is January 19th at 7 p.m. We are looking for new members. We're always in need of new volunteers, and we're hoping to entice some new people in, or people of the community that are willing to see what all we can do for our community and be a help there.
For sure. Approximately how many members and or volunteers help you out currently?
There's 10 members at present. And so we've had a couple people, due to circumstances, or we're wanting to step back for a bit. So we're always looking for new help.
You bet. And why do you enjoy being involved?
Well, I enjoy being part of the community. I've been on the hall board for quite a number of years. So it's always been an intricate part of the community, and it seems that it's good to be involved.
That's great. If people want to find out more information, who can they contact and or where can they find that?
We'd love to see you at the meeting on the 19th at 7 p.m. But if you're wanting information, you can call myself at 403-637-2458, and I can pass some information on to you.
That's great. Well, thanks for joining us on Community Hotline today, Mary, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much.